I set up the stream to start at 6. Oh, recording. Okay, fine. No problem. All right. Okay, here we are. We're here on October 29th, 2017. We are EVO, Electronic Village Online, getting ready for our 2018 sessions, which start in January and February. Right now, we're engaged in moderator training, and it goes this month and into next, another 3 weeks, I believe, after now. And basically, we're just acculturating moderators to what we're doing. And this session is hosted by Learning Together, which is basically me and a couple of web pages. And this is Learning Together episode number 374. Ironically, one of the last ones was 347 from last year, so I just had to transpose those two numbers and bring that page up to date. And we have with us Nellie Deutsch. My name is Vance Stevens, I should say. I'm a longtime EVO coordinator and the moderator of EVO Minecraft MOOC. And Nellie is here with us. Oh, and I could probably put my video up as long as I'm talking. So everyone feel welcome to put your videos up if you want. We can have lots of them, at least up to 6 anyway. And as long as we don't have any sound issues, we should be fine. So Nellie, how are you tonight?
Hi, Vans, and hi, everybody, and welcome to our first law training for EVO 2018 and the wrap-up. This is the wrap-up of week one, and we're also going to be talking a bit about week two and what to expect. It's also our chance to introduce ourselves, talk a little bit about how things are going and what we're planning to do and where we are. So I just got home from a meeting. Didn't have much time for anything, not even for a glass of water. So I'll get that soon. And we've got with us Sonia, who's also leading week one along with me, and Van Stevens, who's in the background, who's organizing this, and thank you very much, Vance. Little bit about me, for those who don't know, I'm leading the EVO 2008 coordinating team with Mubarak, who's in the background, making sure that everything's working. All the team are busy getting everything ready. Hi, Sue, good to see you. And it's quite exciting. I invite you, if you would like, to join the coordinating team. If you're a new moderator, this may sound, you know, like I just joined as a moderator. But keep that in mind, that everyone's welcome to join and help along. We're all volunteers. So, Sonia, if you could introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about where you're coming from today.
Okay, thank you, Nellie. Can you all hear me? I'm the new member of the coordination team, and I'm one of the moderators and co-moderating ICT for ELT. I've been in EVO since 2008 and as a participant, and for the last few years, the moderator. This is my first year on the coordination team, and I'm still learning about coordination, and I'm very excited about it.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Sonia. And we've got Sue, Tiziana, Letizia, Margaret. Hi. So if you could just grab the mic and say hello.
Hello.
Does everybody have the mic?
Hello. I'm contacting you from Jersey and looking really forward to taking part in the EVO sessions. It's nice to be a moderator instead of just a participant, but I'm going to try and do both this time.
Hi, Sue. Great to see you. Can we see you? I mean, get right to hear you. Can we see you too? Have you tried the video? The reason I want you to show your video is because I miss seeing you. Hi, Sue. Good to see you. And there we've got someone else there. Is that you, Margaret? I don't know who that is. They're tiny.
Theoretically, right, so when you talk, your video should show.
Oh, I see. Okay, so Sue, can you tell us a little bit about your session? Thank you, Vince. Sue, can you tell us a little bit about your session?
Something's not working. It could be that you need to click on the talk button. Maybe that went off.
Hi, what we're doing is looking at the business English professionals in the classroom and what's different between a teacher, a trainer and a coach, and what kinds of professional qualifications you need to develop to get between each of them, and at what point being a trainer or a coach is more useful for your students.
Thank you, Sue. And Margaret?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Margaret.
Great. Can you hear me?
Yes, and we can see you too. Great.
Okay, with an ugly shot.
we all feel that way.
Anyway, thank you for including me. I'm a newbie, just joining as a moderator. I'm not quite sure for what yet, but early days. And I participated for the first time in January and learned a lot about teaching with technology online, and it was just in time for me because I had to, I'm also teaching student teachers, and we decided to do a whole new module on technology, so it was drinking from a fire hose when I did the course in January, extremely valuable, and looking forward to getting a little deeper into that as I'm also supposed to be an expert in this field, and by no means am an expert, but learned so much. So it's been great to have all the collaboration and the latest knowledge. So looking forward to help and contribute as well, but TBD on exactly what I'll be doing.
That's great. Thank you. Thank you, Margaret. You know, we're all experts. We can all learn from one another something. So. I'd like to know. And we've got Letizia. Letizia
and yes.
Mm-hmm. Letizia.
Letizia's here.
I see she
co-moderator was here
right
a minute ago. Anyway,
yeah, maybe she went out for a second. Mm-hmm. I know she's really busy these days. So we're glad you're here, Letizia. All right, so we're gonna get started. As I said, this is a wrap up of the first week of the training, and we're going to talk a little bit about the first week. So in week one, we had a lot of discussions, and there were a lot of really great ideas about online moderation. And it's all a learning experience for all of us because, as you know, technology is changing and we're trying to do our best to make sure that everyone is being supported. And I think that was mentioned in the discussions. You need to look at the EvoMod training syllabus to get all the information. I'd just like to ask you in the chat box, how many of you managed to get into the EvoMod training syllabus? Just let me know yes, no.
Yes, I did.
You did, Margaret? That's great. It's just a link. The wiki has, their servers have been playing games with us, so I hope you managed to get in. Sometimes they're a bit slow. Sue and the others, I hope you can also pass it on to your teams. I know Sue is a mod leader of her session. You can pass that on. In other words, we've got two areas for our training. One is the PB Wiki, and the other one is the Google Community, and most are there. But I think some still haven't joined yet. So if you could pass it on to your team of moderators, that would be great. Vance is going to give you rights so you can, some of the ideas that you came back with from the discussion, something that you remember that you think that is important and you would like to try to implement it in an online moderation, what would you like to be able to do? So, Van, does everybody have writing tools? Can everybody do that, add to the page?
By default, everyone has writing tools.
Okay, great. So you've got the tools, the writing tools on the left. You've got A, where you can just bring it out and write. I'll tell you what I'm going to...
Yeah, click on A.
Yeah, if you pull A, you'll be able to write. And I'm going to write support, because I think support, ongoing support, is really important, so that because online, as we know, there are some issues with communication, just to make sure that the participants feel that they can, that they know where to ask for support, or if they want to add comments, or where do they communicate? How do they get in touch with the moderators? Lots of time. Okay, lots of time for what? That's huge.
Yeah, and I'd like to...
Go ahead.
Yeah, that was my comment. Lots of time for questions. And we're in a small room right here. There's just a few people here, and so if you have questions, please ask them. You know, we're not really locked into an agenda here. We have some slides. Nellie will explain, and also we're recording for people who can't come, so that's important. Also, we have a message, but please, anytime, just interrupt and ask your questions if you have any, and we're happy to discuss.
Good to mention that, because you can do that in a face-to-face classroom. You know, it's very easy, or in a synchronous environment such as this one, you can always say, you know, do you have any questions? Let's, you know, give some time. But what do you do online in an asynchronous platform? What happens there? You need to have a place for people to get, you know, to get answers when they need them. Right away, kind of thing. But it's asynchronous, so how do you do that?
Yeah. How are the moderators going to do that?
Yeah, but where are they going to do it? That's my question.
Yeah, how do you do that? How do you... Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's something important here. I think, did you add it, Sue? To remember to treat all participants with respect and accept different points of views. Yeah. Yeah, that was mentioned.
I think there's a lot of respect shown to peers in online environments, at least in the ones that we inhabit. I haven't really come across much disrespect at all, you know, so at least I don't know if that's just my luck, or I think EVO does not really have a lot of disrespect. It just doesn't happen. People sort of work together.
Hi, Mubarak. Good to see you, Mubarak.
Co-lead. So, hi, Daniela. Feel free to take, and talk to us. Ask questions. Tell us who you are, about your session. Dialogue going.
I think that's
Esther,
another thing, then.
Writing down a few things some tips.
Mm-hmm. I think that's another thing. How do you keep the discussions going? How do you ensure that everyone is participating, that everyone feels like they're contributing? What do you do online in an asynchronous? Again, in a face-to-face situation such as this, it's probably easier, but what do you do when it's in a discussion? How do you ensure that everyone is participating and doesn't feel like they're left out?
I would love to say something if I can, because I'm not very good at writing. This is Sanya speaking. I'm one of co-moderators of ICT for ELT. I think that one of the important things that we do in ICT for ELT is creating communities every year, so that every participant feels like a member of the community. And that way, we make sure that people learn from one another, contribute, and when the session is over, they keep working together, they start project, and I think that is one of the very important things that we do in our session.
That's great, Sonia. But how is it done? Maybe from your experiences, you can share in what technology do you use? How do you do this online? How do you ensure that you're building communities, that people feel connected? What do you do?
We organize Google Plus community from the start, so that every week there are discussions from Google Plus community, and then every week there is a live session, and I think that brings people together. There are tasks to do, and there is a live session, like a wrap-up of the week, and then there is a Google Plus community in which everybody can ask questions, can share their work, they can ask for help or give help. So the feeling of a community within the session is created week after week.
Yeah, I think what happens also is that people help each other by helping one another. You build trust and a sense of community. Thank you.
True.
Anyone else want to feel free to grab the mic and add your input, or you can write. Daniela, would you like to introduce yourselves? Daniela and Letizia, you've had experience moderating evil sessions. Tell us a little bit about maybe your tricks and some tips on what you do to build a sense of community.
Yeah, their session is usually quite large. It poses challenges.
But I think there's a problem. Vance, does everybody have audio? Can they speak?
They should. Let's see.
Daniela, are you here?
Letizia.
Oh, there we are. We got Letizia. Okay.
Letizia. I've got audio delayed. Tiziana is in the text chat of the stream, and she's
Letizia
is
here.
Problem.
Letizia, she was there. What happened? We lost her. She was there, and then now she's gone.
This is Margaret. I have more basic questions, because all I know so far is that I was asked to moderate. That's it. So I haven't actually found out exactly what the role is.
Are you in the... Who are you with?
Can you hear me?
Sorry. Go ahead, Letizia.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Yes.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Letizia. Can you hear me? Yeah, this is Letizia. Can you hear me? Okay,
yes,
wonderful.
Can.
So first of all, hello everybody. I'm very happy. I'm very happy to be here with you once again with Daniela. So we moderated TechnoCLIL in 2016 and 17, and then a previous session in 2011, PLE and PLN. So it's very, so happy and honored to be part of this great family, this great community, and to find you here once again this year. So we had a very high number of participants in 2016 and 2017, about 5,000 participants, and so it was just a very large a community of practice, and so we hope this year too we'll have so many participants, so to give spread the word about TechnoCLIL this year again.
Thank you, Letizia. How do you manage to build a community and provide ongoing support? What are some tips that you can provide new moderators?
Yeah, first of all, we had a lot of participants from Italy, so we spread the word in Italy a lot, because so this is how we grew as community practice, because in Italy CLIL is mandatory, and there's a high attention, and it's a very important topic, and so That's why it was so popular, and we hope will be this year again. We had a lot of our we invested a lot in peer learning and peer education, peer tutoring. So the, for example, a lot of our discussion in forum were based on peer learning activities. So how to peer assessment, for example. So they were asked to find out, implement, and experiment web tools for so technologies for CLIL, and they had to share their you know, their implementations, their results, their ideas, their problems in the forum, and the others had to, you know, to comment on, to give feedback, and so peer learning was a key word. Then we had some of our helpers. We had some helpers, especially in the Moodle, because in Facebook it was you know, we were asking them, and in Facebook as well was peer working, a lot of peer work. But then in to answer the you know, technical questions or some other specific questions in the forum, in the Moodle, we had some helpers guiding the participants. But as I said, the key word for us was peer education, peer learning. Maybe Daniela wants to add something on that.
While we've got a gap here, I'd just like to have a shout out to Rose Bard and to Tiziana, who are both in the stream, watching the stream, and they're welcome to come here. But some people are comfortable in the stream, just checking it out, and it's always good to know that the stream is working. So we're broadcasting live and collaboratively here in Blackboard Collaborate. We're also streaming this over YouTube Live. So there's a chat wing here also that nobody's writing in yet, since we're getting more interaction here in the text chat in Blackboard Collaborate. And in, there's a little chat going on over in the stream, the YouTube Live chat. So I think that's another thing, is it's important to give people lots of options for communication. You know, I kind of heard Letizia say that that's what she does. They have peer groups. They have lots of different modalities people can take advantage of. So that's important in your sessions.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention the live online classes. This is BB Collaborate, but there are other platforms. Next week we're going to have a session, a live session using WizIQ. WizIQ allows, at least the one that I have, allows for up to 5,000, if not unlimited number of participants. Letizia and Daniela in the CLIL, in the TechnoCLIL, last year or the year before, I believe, the year before, had up to 700 attendees, and the chat was going so fast you could get dizzy just watching it go. So it's actually very, very exciting to have a lot of participants in a live, you mean in the live online class, Letizia? 1,200? I just don't remember. I know that I had you could have up to 5,000, but yes. So that's really exciting to have the live online sessions. How many of you are planning to have live online sessions using a platform such as BB Collaborate? Something to think about if you're interested. I think Vance, this platform is available to anyone who's interested. WizIQ, if you're interested in using it, you'll see next week what it's like. You can also use that for free under my account. All right, we're going to continue, if it's okay with everyone.
This one has a secret.
Pardon? Sorry?
I said this one has a secret. I don't know if I should tell everybody online what the secret is. Yes. If you want to use this, you go to the place where you logged in, and you scroll down, and it says Session Moderator Entry. And when you go there, you get all the moderator tools. So that's the secret. There's a secret entry that will allow you to moderate Blackboard Collaborate sessions.
Oh, good to know. All right.
But if you do that, please book the room. Yeah, please
book
the room.
Yeah, you need to book it with advance.
Don't want people stumbling over each other.
In advance with Vance. How's that?
Yeah, well, actually, you go to the way you got in. There's a note there that tells you what to do. There's a web page you go to, and it's a calendar page, and you book there. You can see when it's being used. I forgot to book it for tonight.
Oh, really? All right.
Anyway.
The next
not
modeling,
discussion. Not modeling well.
Since we're wrapping up week one, the next discussion was revolved around needs assessment. And I shared a link on the needs assessment. This PowerPoint presentation will be available. We'll add it to the mod training on Google in the community platform. Needs assessment was discussed, and you mentioned that it's really, really important to get to know our students. And I believe one of the moderators asked, you know, I'm really scared, I've never taught online before. How do I know who the teachers are? I don't know anything about it. How can I learn about them from day one? And needs assessment is one way. By the way, how many of you have filled in the form, the needs assessment, the pre-training needs assessment? If you could just add that in the chat box, if you filled it in or not. You'll find this in the wiki, the PB wiki. Yeah, Margaret's asking what her role is. You might want to ask that, Margaret, from your the lead person who's moderating your session. I'm not sure what the name of your session is, so if you write that in the chat box, I'll be able to tell you who it is, I think. I should be able to tell you. So, Margaret, what is the name of the session, of your Evo session? That would help. So that's what we discussed. We also discussed netiquette, how to behave online, and I believe it was mentioned that behaving online is the same as behaving face-to-face. There's no difference. What do you think of this? Is there a difference on how people behave online as opposed to how they behave face-to-face? And when I say face-to-face, it includes social platforms as well. Hi, Judy. Good to see you. Maybe you'd like to introduce yourself. If you just come in, feel free to grab the mic.
Hello.
And say, yes, hello, Mubarak.
Hello, Anili. How are you doing? Hi, Vance. Hi, everyone here. I'm really glad to be able to make it again to the first live session in mod training, so this is great. We look forward to your active participation in all along the Evo sessions. So we'll be again taking the ride together and helping each other, sharing, collaborating, and this is wonderful. Well, just dropping by to say hi and have a look at let's say the new moderators who joined us this year, to tell them welcome. You're welcome, and to wish the best luck for all the moderators of all the sessions. Thank you.
Thank you, Mubarak. We know how busy you are, so it's
Thank
really
you.
Great
and of course,
to have you with us.
If you can, if you click on your video, then I know you, I think you've got one, or you usually do, so we can see who's talking. That's always nice, too. We have plenty of videos available, so we have we can have four at a time, or even up to six.
All right, I'm going to ask Judy. Judy, can you grab the mic and the video so we can wave to each other? There she's waving. You have to speak so we can see you.
I'm good because you got New York behind me this morning. Sorry, guys. Anyway, good morning, everybody. Good to see everybody. Nice. Sorry I'm a little late getting in. Blackboard just did not want to be cooperative this morning. I'm really.
What session are you? Can you tell us a little bit about the session that you're going to be moderating? A little bit about yourself. You live in New York. We got that.
I live in New York. I'm going to be talking about storytelling and using drama in the classroom. I am a somewhat older performing artist. I am a visual and performing artist as well as an English teacher. I use drama a lot. It's really a great way for my students to express themselves and start learning a lot of English. So, hope you guys join me. We'll be playing some games, doing some scripting, and I'm going to expect a little of some of you to come up with your own videos and animations, but it'll be fun.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Judy. Sue just mentioned, Sue, do you want to say that in your own words? I think it's really important what you wrote there. I have an answer for you, but can you share that by voice?
Yeah, I've done a bit of moderating in Facebook and Twitter groups, and I feel that sometimes when people don't think that you're ever going to meet them face to face, they're not as perhaps circumspect as they might be. And you have to be very careful when you're dealing with people like that, that you don't make situations worse.
Yeah, there's a good point there, Sue, but it doesn't happen in an online learning environment. It's just in the social networks because, you know, like you said, it's not just meeting face-to-face. It's not a learning platform. It's not like you're learning on Moodle or you're learning on, you know, a wiki or, I don't know, Schoology, any other LMS. It's different. So there aren't any. I mean, netiquette is just something that we have to take into account as moderators, but generally I've never had any problems in all the years in the learning platform. I've never had problems with learners online, fully online. None of that. Nothing to worry about. Any other comments? Hey, Margaret, yes. ICT4ELT, I guess that's what you're doing. And I don't know what your role is, but you might want to ask the lead moderator about that.
Yeah,
these are some.
This is Margaret. I just sent you a note. I appreciate that.
Thank you. As to netiquette, this is just a continuation. There are certain things that can aggravate people in a learning environment, and that is using capital letters. People get offended. It kind of shocks you. So, you know, we have to be careful not to write in caps and mention that maybe to the students, to the teachers who are learning in our courses, to the participants. That, you know, just mention that, you know, don't use, if you can, you know, avoid using caps and just use regular letters. There's a nice video on netiquette if you're interested. As I said, we'll be sharing the PowerPoint presentation so you can take a look at that. All right, are there any questions about week one? Anything that we've done or that you'd like to ask about? Feel free to grab the mic, as I said. This is practice. See if you like the system. So grab the mic and see if, what it feels like to speak, if you haven't already. By the way, would you be using this kind of system online where you have questions and answers? You might want to have a support. Just have a live online session, such as this one, just for questions and answers. What do you think?
I'd like to ask, too, if those of the people who made it here obviously figured out what to do. I'm just wondering if things were clear, and how can we clarify? Is this something we should be doing that we're not doing?
I'm not sure, but there was a little bit of a problem with getting into the Blackboard Collaborate. I don't know if it was systems issues. I mean, I could not get in whatsoever. on my tablet, even though I had Blackboard Collaborate app on my tablet. It just did not, it locked me out. It wouldn't open. It was a little trickier on my computer, which is why I'm here, instead of my tablet. And it was a little hard in getting it to want to navigate. Maybe we need a better way to explain how to actually get it to open.
Thanks. I always have problems with BB, which is why I start trying it out at least a day before. It takes that long, Judy, to try it out, and then it might not work the same day.
I had been trying to get this thing loaded up or actually open for the last 2 days. It's kind of crazy.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And it could be problematic. You know, I think this is something for our students.
It might be platform issues, you know. It could be, I don't know, maybe it's a platform issue. I know sometimes.
Are you using a Mac?
No. No. Oh, okay. You know me. I won't go near Apple stuff. So.
Okay. Sorry. I guess I forgot you. It's been a while.
But no, I mean, like, I noticed different browser platforms have different issues.
But I think that in general,
Chrome has been having issues with the Blackboard stuff.
So you might want to try another web browser. But you know what? I'll tell you one thing, Vance. I know that with the downloads, any system that has downloads, you have to download something, could be problematic at some point. Whatever is on the cloud is generally better. But then Vance has found a solution for it, so you don't have to download. If you can go straight into the YouTube streaming. So if you go into the YouTube streaming, you don't have to do any of this on the one hand. On the other hand, you can't speak. Am I right, Vance? In the new system, YouTube won't let you speak. Is that right?
Right.
I don't know.
There are people in the text chat speaking to us in text chat. And then I also opened something called ChatWing.
No, I mean voice.
No, not while they're watching the stream.
Okay.
No, you can't speak.
I think you could just view.
You can speak to a YouTube video, but it won't answer back.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I think yourself too. The other issue is to just double check. I mean, I know I've had with other platforms. One has to double check their security clearances, like if they have any wall blockers or virus blockers. They need to. Sometimes those will interfere.
Yeah, that's true. That's true too. That's why on the cloud is the best way to go, as far as I'm concerned. All right. Are there any questions
about
week one?
What can you use on the cloud?
Go ahead, Vance.
Well, I was just wondering. I mean, you can use Zoom, but the free version is just 20 minutes. I don't know. Are there other cloud spaces that you can use? 40 minutes now for free?
Yeah, 40 minutes, but as far as I know, we're going to try it in week four. Let's see how things go. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Nelly, you had something about a flip.
Oh yeah, Flipgrid. Oh yes, Flipgrid. Yes,
Flipgrid. I went into that link, and I don't know, maybe it was because I was going in on my tablet. There was no way to.
There's an app. There's an app on the tablet and on your phone. Flipgrid. Yeah.
But if I go in on the computer, I should be able to do it. Is that what?
Oh, definitely. But even on your laptop, I mean your iPad, or Android, whatever, your tablet. Or your phone. You can also use it on your phone.
Well, your my phones are only semi-smart.
Okay. All right. That's because you're smart. You don't need a smartphone.
Okay. Flipgrid. I've got it.
Only us. Those of us who are not smart enough need a smartphone. Because we're not smart enough. I mean, just tell that to your students, eh? I don't need a smartphone. I'm smart as it is. All right. Are there any questions, further questions? Flipgrid, let me know, and I'll I'm connected with my team of moderators. We're all connected on Facebook because I find that very easy. Susan, you might want to consider that, and the others. If you're a moderator lead, you might want to start a Facebook, what's it called? It's not a group. It's a Facebook what?
A chat.
Chat, messenger.
Yeah.
Facebook chat. Then you can be in touch with them all the time, and it's a great way to support. You might want to do it for your session as well, for the whole class, I mean, for the whole session. Yeah. It just keeps everybody close to you. You know, if you want to communicate, it's very easy. I think Letizia and Daniela have actually created a group, but I think the messenger is a lot more dynamic. Facebook Messenger, for those who are interested.
You can also stream on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. But you can't, nobody can speak but you, Vance. It's like, you know, it's a lecture.
Oh.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Ah. Now, I'm looking at Flipgrid, too. Like it might be, but is it something you can, that everyone could speak at the same time and you can show video and things like that?
No. You can respond to each other's videos. No, it's one video at a time.
Okay.
You create your video.
Yes.
And then others can respond to it.
That's why I'm gathering from the webpage.
You get a free account for the first year if you're a teacher. You just say, I want a free account, and you get one.
Uh-huh.
For 1 year at least. Well.
Mm-hmm.
Mubarak did it last year or 2 years ago. If you remember, we had to create videos to introduce ourselves.
Yes, I remember that. Uh-huh. Yeah, okay.
All right, so I'm going to continue, if it's okay with everybody. On week two, you're going to continue. In case you didn't realize it, you're actually going over your proposal. You're fixing it as a proposal, and you're adding all the information that you need for the participants when they choose you and your session. They need to know where to go, how to do it. So everything has to be there. You need, in week two, you're going to be working on your syllabus and refining it, making sure that all the links are correct and that you've got the same information on the proposal on your session as you do in your platform, whatever platform you're going to use. By the way, what platforms are people going to? It doesn't cost anything, Vance. The pricing. Forget the pricing. Go for the free.
Yeah.
I don't look at the prices. You just find the free. It's free. What platforms are you using?
I know I'm going to link from my browser. Yeah.
And anyone who's interested in using Moodle, they can use one of my Moodle platforms. It's completely free. And I love Moodle, so I'm going to be using Moodle and WizIQ. What are you guys going to be using? You can talk. Grab the mic.
Haven't decided yet.
What do you mean you haven't decided? I've decided for you.
That's true.
You're using Moodle and WizIQ. You don't have to decide. It's all ready.
Hangout on Air.
You're going to be using Hangout on Air. Okay, that's the YouTube, right?
That's what I do if I want to have a discussion. But in Minecraft, EVO Minecraft MOOC, we go to Minecraft, and then we use Discord to talk to each other. And the visuals are all avatars moving around, and then we stream that.
That's great. So do you use another platform, or you just do it directly on YouTube, live?
Well, it depends. It depends. Sometimes we've had speakers come on and talk about Minecraft. In that case, well, Hangout on Air is good. It's the same system as Blackboard Collaborate. That is, you get as many people into Blackboard as you can, then you stream for the rest, and you have some place where they can come together and talk. I use Chatwing for that. Chatwing is a unique text chat site because it preserves your chats forever. As far as I know, they never expire. They're just always there.
Until they go bankrupt.
Until they go down, that's true. Could say the same for Google as well.
No, Google, I wouldn't say it, but you could say it for others, like WizIQ, BB Collaborate. Yeah, definitely. All right, so that's what you're going to be doing. You're going to
They're all permanent.
Yeah. Session syllabus, and you're also going to have to select your online platform and tools. So that should be ready in your platform as well as on the syllabus. So there has to be, it has to be synchronized, same. You have to write the same thing on the syllabus as you do in your platform, same wording, same everything for each week. Plus, you're going to create your session logos. And my favorite session logo creator is Canva. Does anybody use Canva? If not, you're going to love it. It's completely free. You can use it for certificates, for badges, for logos, for a lot of things. And it's absolutely great. So look it up, Canva. You'll find the links to various logo generators like Canva on the page that's set for that in week two in the in PB Wiki. There's a page for that. We'll be sharing that in the Google platform as well, the Google Community platform. So, but you can ask for it if you don't see it there. Thank you very much. That's Canva. Absolutely amazing. And I use it for everything. Images, as I said, certificates, and badges. We'll be talking about badges, I believe, in week three. And certificates. Hi, Cheryl. Good to see you. So you're going to also share links to your sessions, your live online sessions. Hopefully everybody will be doing some live sessions. It's really important to have both asynchronous as well as synchronous real-time live sessions. And you're also going to respond to each other and provide feedback. We're all going to go into your sessions to take a look to make sure that you allow us to be able to do that either with a password that we can log in and see each other's sessions, Evo sessions for 2018, or guests so we can go in as guests and see what's going on. So that's in week two. So there's a lot of work to be done in week two. Of course, feel free to ask questions as you go and relate to each other so we can improve. And I mean everyone, because we can all improve. It's always nice to have another pair of eyes looking at what we've done and asking questions to help us improve. You're going to be like students, so instead of having the students come in and get lost, it's better if we come into each other's sessions, and if we get lost, we can say it. I'm lost, I don't know what to do, and then we can improve the sessions. There's a question here. Oh, is that an old question, Vance? Cheryl mentions that she had a problem coming in, is that it? Cheryl, why don't you grab the mic? I think Cheryl's a webhead as well, aren't you, Cheryl? Cheryl McCoy. Are you able to grab the mic?
Hey, did you know the
video?
The TESOL Encyclopedia of English Language Teaching is coming out. The cover has been put on Facebook by Greg Kessler. And one of the topics is webheads. So you'll be able to find all about what it is in the TESOL Encyclopedia of EFT.
That's great, Vance. Yes, we didn't mention this, of course. Vance, you didn't mention in your bio either in the Google community. But yes, Vance is the father of the webheads, which started in 2002, Vance, was it? Or three? Or maybe not.
2002. Some of us were interacting in 2001.
Ah, okay.
The student group started in 1998.
Okay. And I joined in 2004.
Yes.
I don't know how I joined. I don't know. You know, it's too bad that I really don't know how it happened. So Van started it, and what was special about the Webheads, and it's still special, is the fact that we shared our tools. We shared different technology, whatever happened to be there, as English teachers, and we would give, you know, sort of help each other. And there was a live, not live, but a chat, a live chat, once a week. I think Cheryl was there too, in a place called Vance. What was it? Every Sunday we would meet around this time. What was it called? With Jeff
Tapton.
Tapton. That's Tapped right. Tapton. With Jeff Cooper. Tapped in. Right. I think LinkedIn stole it from Tapton, right?
Uh-huh.
LinkedIn, Tapton. Yes. So Cheryl, I think you were there. Cheryl,
can
you speak?
An EBO session.
Pardon? Yes, that's where we had the EVO. That's
show us the webcam.
Yes, Cheryl. I'm sure you could do it. Oh, Sanya was there too. Cheryl, are you able to say a few words?
The talk button is just under the video.
You have to click on it.
Yeah, and if you have a video, click on video as well.
I got it.
Yay.
Hi, Cheryl. Great. No,
hi.
I thought it was you. It was me. Can you click on your video? Okay, go ahead, speak, and then we'll see your video.
Okay. So I'm here visiting my sister in Independence. I have a Halloween celebration, and I went to eat breakfast, and I was just going through the Google messages, and I'm like, oh my gosh, there's a meeting, you know, so I rushed back up here, and I'm like, okay, so I got here, but yes, Tapped In, that's how I found out about all of you. I love Tapped In. I wish they had not ended that experiment, but that was just a research project from Stanford, you know. Anyway. That's
Cheryl, can you share what you're going to be doing in EVO as a moderator?
Yes, I am going to be working with my mentor, Nellie Deutsch, in the first week, and we'll be talking about how to get involved in the class, what things to use, suggestions for appropriate technology, and how to work your way through the milieu, you know, to get where you need to go. And then I think I'm going to get to help Nevis Teresi with her games week. That's a really cool. They're all cool. Every one of the weeks in the teaching the young learners is really awesome. And then, I don't know, I've been looking at things for the low resources, so I've been sending things to Julie. I don't know if they're interesting or not, but that's basically, and then I'll just be around to help anybody who needs help.
That's great. Cheryl is a person that likes to share. You must have noticed that in the discussion forums. You've shared a lot. Thank you, Cheryl. Really a lot. And I think that's the spirit of the Webheads, sharing. And that stayed with you, Cheryl, which is really great.
Well, I've really been thinking about this your first week question, and I know we've answered that question before, how to teach online, but then I got to thinking, what things cause issues for me, you know? And so, of course, they're not going to be issues for everyone, but I thought it might be possible that it could help somebody else, you know? And so I started doing that, and then I thought, oh, I'm going to do like you and Nevis and the others do and make some little poster signs. So that's what I'm working on now for tomorrow.
And
can you hear me?
Sure. Yes, go ahead, Cheryl.
Yeah, were you able to hear any of that?
Yes.
Okay. I'm on a hotel internet, so it may come and go. But anyway, that's what I'm just so excited, and I am looking at the CLIL and all the other classes, and I'm like, wow, the EVO group, this, you all, this is really, it's really the best. I think, besides the Moodle classes. But anyway, I learned a lot and tapped in. We had little offices. Do you remember that? We had little offices we could log in, and you could store things and share. And then Jeff Cooper was always at the moderator's desk, you know, to help people get around and do what they needed to do. So I kind of, this has been really pretty close to what I used to have with them. And that's probably more than enough for you all to know. I don't know. I've been around a long time and seen a lot of iterations of a lot of different technology, and some I missed, they're gone, and others I'm glad they're gone, you know. So thank you very much.
I'm going to bring a little conversation in from the YouTube stream text chat, because there's some things that are going on there. Rose Bard wanted to mention that Canvas has a
Canvas
collaboration tool. Yeah, so you can use that for online web-based, I'm sure. And Academic Study Kit, who is Julie, says hi to Nellie, and she says
hi, Julie.
She found it impossible to get
into
classwork.
I'm glad she's there. But I'm glad you made it, Julie.
So anyway, she's here. She's in the Blackboard Collaborate. She made it as far as the stream. So we're just trying to accommodate as many people as we can. It'll probably be hard to get 100% participation in any online chat tool that you invent. But at least, I think, you know, if you stream, at least you can potentially get everybody who's really interested and wants to do it. And of course, all these things make recordings. So also, people can't come, not only because they can't get into the session, but they, you know, it's the wrong time zone and things like that. So.
Okay, in any case, thank you, Zach.
It's important.
I mentioned, you mentioned Canvas. There's also Schoology, if you're interested in looking for a if you're interested in a platform, a course management system or a learning management system. There's Edmodo. You can also use WordPress, LMS. WordPress has that, if anyone's interested. And of course, if you're interested in Moodle. The last thing of the week, I think, no, it's not. Next week, we're going to be on WizIQ. WizIQ is on the cloud right now. You don't have to upload anything, no plugin or anything like that. And I'll share the time is the same as today, exact same time, just November 5th at 2 p.m. UTC. The moderator training, as I mentioned before, you're going to work on the syllabus, and there's a format for your proposal. Right now, it's still a proposal, so you still need to work on it until the end of the training. At the end of the training, it should be ready. We're going to review it once more. And if it gets approved at the very end, it has all the links and everything works, and I'm sure it will be ready, you'll be able to launch the class. This is a list of the current proposals, sessions for EVO 18. And you can see what we've got here, Business English. You may want to take some of these. I don't know if you'll have time, though. I know I want to do the Minecraft, and I've been saying that for a long time. Business, there's teaching listening. That's second year. First year is the Business English. Number three has been on for a while. Teacher training is also new with Sue, who's here, the lead moderator. Are you a fair tester? This is the second year for online evaluation platforms. There's classroom-based research. That's also been around, classroom online tools. I think that's fairly new. TechnoClil, which has been around for a few years now. Flipped learning has been around. Minecraft, of course, has been around for a while. Teaching EFL to young learners, I think this is the fourth or fifth year. Moodle for Teachers has been around since 2011, so I guess it's seventh year. Integrated Approach to Pronunciation, I believe, has been around. QR Codes was here last year. Mother Tongue, I think, is new. And Teaching Pronunciation Differently has also been around. So lots of really exciting sessions that you may miss because you're a moderator. The EVO registration notice here is January 8th to the 14th. The sessions start on the 14th and end on the 18th. So you have to be ready by the end of the MOD training. So now, are there any questions? Feel free to grab the mic and speak.
Nellie, does this syllabus actually have to be up by the end of this week?
Pardon?
The syllabus.
No, you're going to be working on it next week. By the end of this week, yes. This week, right. Yeah. We're starting week two now. But everything has to be ready, including the syllabus, has to be ready by the end of the training. The training ends on December, is it, or November? The end of November? November 19. November 19. It started on October 22nd, and yes, November 19. So we've got another.
Well, I'm gonna apologize in advance if I'm a little delayed because I have a major face-to-face presentation at a live conference this week.
No, that's okay. You've got time. No, you've got time, and everything's ready, anyways. Judy, you're so conscientious. I mean, like, you're fantastic. But everything's really ready. It's just your session. You might want to work on it. Well, we're working together on it, so you've got me as a backup. So I think that's a good thing. Maybe others may want to learn from our experiences. If someone's new as a moderator, they work with someone else. So Judy is her first year moderating, so she's going to be working. We're going to be working together. Cheryl is new in teaching EFL to young learners as a moderator, so she's going to be working with Nevis Teresti, who's been doing this for a number of years. So that makes the transition a little easier. Even though Judy has been and Cheryl have been teaching online for a long time, but just for the EVO sessions to get the support. So you don't have to worry about anything, Judy.
All right. I was like, oh my God, I have a deadline.
No. We're in this together. We're a team. No, we're a team. So we're working. That's fine.
Okay.
No problem. Any other questions or comments?
Nothing focuses like a good deadline.
Sorry. Go ahead. I didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
Uh-oh, we seem to have lost. The video service is not responding.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Uh-oh.
Sue's saying here, which is a great idea, you're going to be working on it face-to-face. How wonderful. You might want to document your experience in working on an online course face-to-face when you'll be in different parts of the country or world. That's quite an experience. So you started online. You're going to have this face-to-face meet in Malta, and then you're going to come back and give your session fully online. I think that's really exciting. Looks like Vance left us. I hope everything's okay.
I think I'm back again.
Oh, you're back again.
I did drop out, yeah. But the stream continued, and I'm sure the recording did as well, so that's always nice. You know, when I use Blackboard, I generally try to do it from two computers because at least there's always a moderator there. So that helps.
Okay. Vance, can I thank everybody? I want to thank Vance for doing this, for scheduling the session and streaming it and everything. And thank you for coming, the moderators, for joining us. And, of course, not last but not least, to Mubarak for joining us. Mubarak has been leading the EVO coordinating committee and everything for the past couple of years, and he's been doing an amazing job, very hard to come after Mubarak and try to do as good a job as he has done, but I'm trying, I think, with the help of the team, all the coordinators who are helping and doing all they can to make EVO 18 a success. So thank you, everyone, for joining us, and we'll see you next week. Ben?
And you forgot somebody.
Who? Did I forget anybody?
You forgot Nellie. Thank you, Nellie.
Okay, Nellie, where is she?
Pushing us all into the, you know,
thanks.
Pushing us all ever forward and onward. So, yeah, thanks to all the moderators, too, for making this all happen.
Especially the moderators. This wouldn't be anything without you. It's always the trainees that make it.
And the participants. The participants who become moderators, who become coordinators, and it's all a big community.
Exactly. Thank you, Vince.
Okay, thank you.
Now I have to remember how to get out.
Well, let's see. What I generally do, it looks like people are leaving, so it's probably a good time to stop the recording, and I'll probably stop the stream as well. This is, we're at October 29th, 2017. We're in the EVO moderator training for EVO Moderators 2018. We're streaming this through the services of Learning Together, which is something that I put on, but basically I'm just trying to improve my streaming and skills and basically hosting events. So that's it. This is Vance Stevens in Al Ain, United Arab Emirates, and and it's been hosted by Nellie Deutsch, and Mubarak dropped in as well. They're coordinating the session. So I suppose I'll check and see if the recording is still going. Certainly the stream is, but let me just see what's going on with the recording here. I'm not a moderator over here. I'll check it over here. And the other computer tools recorder is recording. Okay, so I'll turn it off then. Well, thank you very much, everybody, for coming. And see you next week, same time, different station. We'll be in WizIQ. You can come to the EVO Training Wiki and find out what's going on. And also, you can come to learningtogether.pbworks.com. See you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.